Texte numéro 106. The All-Conquering App. The cat strains to see what's on the counter, first hopping on its hind legs, then bounding up for a closer look, only to recoil, as if electrocuted, at the sight of a piece of tinfoil. This six-second drama, which has been viewed more than 40 million times, was highlighted by TikTok as one of its hottest recent videos. Cat videos are the butt of jokes on late-night TV, but they and the hundreds of millions of other short clips uploaded on TikTok are causing sleepless nights in both Silicon Valley and Western capitals. The app is growing at a pace that has startled competitors and regulators. Governments eye TikTok nervously for different reasons. As the first consumer-facing app from China to take off in the West, TikTok is a source of pride in Beijing. But the app's Chinese ownership makes politicians elsewhere uneasy about its tightening grip on their citizens' attention. Users' data could end up in the wrong hands, they fear, or their viewing could be moulded by Chinese propagandists. TikTok has already been banned in India, formerly its largest market. Other countries, including America, are considering their next move. Whereas the biggest personal accounts on Facebook are of athletes, singers, or other celebrities, the top TikTokers are famous for being TikTokers. TikTok is also easy to watch. Whereas most social media apps recommend content from the user's network of friends, TikTok requires no network, no searching, nor even any login. Its algorithm plucks videos from its vast archives and learns what the viewer likes. The format is supremely addictive. In America, TikTok's users spend an average of 46 minutes a day on the app, a fraction longer than they spend on YouTube, and 16 minutes longer than on Facebook or Instagram. TikTok is fast monetizing this attention. Its revenues were about $4 billion last year and should reach $12 billion this year and $23 billion in 2024, nearly all from advertising. That is more than Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest and other apps in the second tier of social media. In 2020, India banned TikTok and dozens of other Chinese apps. Though the ban was provoked by a border clash, India claimed the apps were stealing and surreptitiously transmitting Indian users' information. TikTok has tried to calm such fears by keeping foreign users' data out of China. But there is a second, bigger fear about security, which concerns not what TikTok learns about its users, but what they learn from it. The app presents itself as an entertainment platform, with content to make your day. And whereas it is easy for regulators to monitor the output of newspapers or television stations, it is hard to know what people see on their personalized social feeds. Adapted from The Economist, July 2022.